Do you ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes of the multi-trillion dollar fashion industry? In the new podcast, Fashion People, Puck correspondent and 20-year fashion veteran Lauren Sherman and a rotating cast of industry insiders discuss what fashion people are really talking about behind the scenes of the star-studded business, from creative director switcheroos to M&A drama, DTC downfalls, and Met Gala mishaps. Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Hey, y'all. I'm Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace that explores the thing that always seems to be on our minds, but we are absolutely terrible at talking about.
I'm thinking about it all the time.
I always thought that getting more money would solve my problems.
It's hard because nobody likes to talk about money.
You're thinking it's almost taboo.
Really, money shapes so much of our identities, our relationships, our emotions. In this season, we're going to dig into one very specific feeling. That nagging suspicion that in some way or another, we're all kind of getting scammed. And sure, there will be stories of literal scams, like a decades-long search to unmask an identity thief.
I really wanted to know why. You know, why would someone do this? Who, what, and why? I wanted answers.
Or the allure of get-rich-quick schemes. That's wild that you found people to sell these products essentially across the globe.
And it was wild to me that at the age of 18 and 19, I'd reached a six-figure income fairly quickly. Looking back now, it was like the perfect scheme to make money.
But when I say scams, what we're really going to look at is how our society is built in a way that can sometimes leave us feeling cheated.
I think interns didn't realize how desperately their unpaid labor was needed just to keep these machines running. I just was like, this has to stop.
It's like our government wants to keep us in a state of abject, complete poverty in order to get any sort of healthcare.
I feel really frustrated that in order to save our home, we have to go into more debt. Like, I've just only ever known a life of debt.
Season 4 of This is Uncomfortable drops April 1st, wherever you get your podcasts.
I really want to get to a point where I'm not constantly thinking about money. I'm not kidding. I'm always thinking about money.
Is it like when you're in the shower and you're thinking about it before you go to sleep, you're thinking about it while you're cooking, are you thinking about it? Or is it not like that?
No, it's like that.
Oh, it's like that.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm always thinking about money. I feel like money is taking over my life. It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
On Debt, Sex, and Money, we feature interviews with you, our community of listeners, getting honest about uncomfortable things.
I developed an illness where it isn't safe for me to drive. A friend once said to me, sex is like air. You don't think about it until you're not getting enough. This is a similar sort of thing if you just replace sex with driving.
Listen to Debt, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.